What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this year is coming to a close. However, I got something special for you guys for episode 450, which is going to be the closeout episode of 2024. However, gentlemen, we got to make a trip back to good old Maskistan. Gentlemen, we know the Indian men in India are definitely built different from the Indian men we see over here in America. Those guys over there do not fuck around. Like the man in this article, that was published on the 13th of September. Man strangles wife after a fight in Delhi, then surrenders himself to the police. Gentlemen, if we know there's one thing about Indian men, when they put on the mask, 98% of them go right to the police afterwards and say, yep, I did it. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 33-year-old man surrendered himself to the local police station here after he allegedly strangled his wife to deletion in their house in Rohini, Prashant, Vihar area on Friday early morning, officials said. The accused, identified as Ram Kumar, a native of Unnao, Uttar Pradesh, had come to Delhi with his wife, Kanchan, a year ago for a job, they said. A senior police officer said Kumar and Kanchan got married 7 years ago, but their relationship had gone sour in the past few months. On Thursday night, the duo had a fight over an issue at their rented accommodation in Prashant Vihar. While Kanchan was sleeping, Kumar strangled her to deletion with the help of her scarf. The officer said Kumar then walked to the Prashant Vihar police station and confessed his crime in the wee hours on Friday. A police team was immediately sent to their house where his wife was found lying on the bed. She was taken to the hospital where doctors declared she was deleted. Police took Kumar into their custody where he revealed that he was upset due to the regular fights with his wife. He also told police that his wife was active on social media platforms despite his objection, and he used to suspect her fidelity. Put a pin right there. Her carcass was sent for a post-mortem examination, and the family members of the victim were informed, the officer added. Well. Gentlemen, once again, I am proven right when I say you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. There are so many married men who are in constant fights with their wife behind those closed marital doors, but those men still have to put forth a quote unquote bold front for the public, like everything is okay. Everything is just fine and dandy. Everything is kosher. When those men are living lives of utter and total chaos and turmoil. However, we know that married men are not offered any sort of help, any sort of service that says, hey, you know what? Mr. Married Man, you need to be able to come over here. That way you can actually talk about what's going on before you decide to explode. But nope, whenever we men decide to actually talk about our feelings, we're viewed as weak. Yeah, right? Hell no. But the same people who would call us weak for actually talking about what's going on would be the first people to criticize us after we don't talk and finally just explode. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. Relationships for modern men are literally the ultimate catch 22. Yeah. Yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. What more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more really needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the scarf of strangulation, I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, gonna go ahead and give that the standard 30 because the police had to go collect the carcass. And for the brutality factor, you think she remained asleep? Nah, she woke up and realized that his face was going to be the last thing she saw before she faded to black, before the abyss claimed her. So I'm going to give that a 40. So Rampage Kumar gets a score of 125. Gentlemen, let us go ahead and circle back to the big reason why they fought so much. Social media. Yeah. Since the inception of social media, how many affairs do you think have happened because of it? Countless. Countless. But yet, those same women will tell a man, hey, social media is innocent. No. Remember, gentlemen, I came up with the phrase digital cucking via social media. Yeah. Yeah. But yet, once again, us men are told we're insecure if we want the women in our lives to be transparent with us. No, gentlemen, you know, there have been many of videos of guys who would reach for something and their girlfriend or wives would snatch their phone. We know that every woman's deepest, darkest secrets are in that damn phone. And yeah, those guys, they do the smart thing. They get the fuck up and they leave. Yeah, gentlemen. Do not be gaslit into submission when it comes to women and their phones, their social media. If she's not going to be transparent, guess what? That's another way that we as men can say, this is a boundary. If you're going to be in a relationship with me, you're going to open all of your social media. And if she's like, well, that's my privacy. Okay, cool. Next. Yeah, fellas, going into 2025 and beyond, you have got to be absolutely cold-hearted with these women. No more gaslighting. No more mental manipulation. Nothing. You gotta stand on your square. You gotta set those boundaries, and you gotta say what you mean what you say. And if she disrespects you in any way, shape, or form, you have to be willing to drop her on the spot. Yeah. That's why far too many women believe they can do stupid shit and get away with it. Because unfortunately, the vast majority of us men, we're too saddled with one-itis. Yeah, it sucks. But, hey, what else needs to be said, gentlemen? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And like I said before, I got something special planned for HMT 450. You're gonna like this, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. But to all you women out there who think that you're gonna be able to digitally cuck your man via social media, you better understand this, and you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think that social media gives you to be deceitful, deceptive, and to make plans behind your husband or boyfriend's back, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to be, quote unquote, lulled into a false sense of security through gaslighting and manipulation tactics, that's going to go out right along with it. Because guess what, ladies? More and more men are going to start demanding more and more of you. And guess what? If you're not willing to step up, get ready to be stepped off of. Because men are no longer going to take it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.